Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
What do a businessman in Korea, a teacher in a remote area of the Philippines, a bus driver in Los Angeles, and a rock concert promoter in Kuala Lumpur all have in common? They share the same problem, time management. When I conducted conferences in these countries, I ask everyone the same question. What is your number one problem facing your family today? To my surprise, the answers were a variation of a common theme. How do you manage to do a good job at work, have time for your family, be involved in church activities, and be an authentic person at the same time? People feel that life is busier and busier. They describe the feelings of a circus juggler who kept tossing more and more balls into the air, juggling faster and faster, until they all come crashing down. Stop the world, I want to get off, they think. But you just can't do that. You have responsibilities, including your family, your work, your personal life, and God too. So what do you stop doing? Do you resign from parenting for a week? Do you call your boss and tell him, hey, I'll be back on the job in about 10 days, just got too much to handle right now? Or do you send an email to God, letting him know you'll check in with him if you get into serious trouble, but not to expect to hear from you for the next month or so? At times, however, we end up doing one or more of those very things. Overwhelmed by life, business, and family suffer. We become strangers to our kids, sometimes to husbands and wives. At times, without sending a formal message to God, we check out and leave him far outside the mainstream of our lives. So what's the solution? Sitting down and making a list of everything you need to do, then numbering each item based on the importance of it? Most people would say yes. Prioritizing life is the answer. I'm not totally convinced. As soon as you make your list, you immediately feel guilt. You know that your list is completely unrealistic. If you actually started at the top and worked down, you wouldn't get more than halfway through your list before you ran out of emotional energy, to say nothing of time constraints. I have another suggestion, which is not only more realistic, but I believe more in keeping with the guidelines of God's Word, the Bible. Draw a horizontal line, and on that line, write down every task you need to do. Above that line, if you can do it sincerely, put a triangle that represents God as Lord of your life. Then relate each task to Him, realizing that everything is not going to get done. Then decide what He would have you to do. Realize every week, possibly every day, those tasks will change in importance. Now, if you are God's child, you must remember that what happens to you is of interest and concern to Him. You need to remember that God knows there are only 168 hours in every week. Sometimes we expect far more of ourselves than we can deliver because we keep compressing more and more things into our schedule. When our tired bodies and frayed nerves keep us from delivering, we get tired and irritable. The psalmist wrote this, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust." Friend, God won't manage your schedule for you, but asking His direction will help you focus on what really counts, and that is a fact. Keep the main thing the main thing.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.